From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Methane gas may be the cause of the oil rig explosion last month that's led to one of the worst oil spills in U.S. history. A BP internal investigation reveals a methane bubble escaped from the well in the Gulf of Mexico, shot up the drill column, and expanded quickly as it blew through several barriers before exploding off the Louisiana coast. 11 workers were killed. Meanwhile, the struggle to keep the spill from turning into an ecological disaster is playing out in the Gulf of Mexico. An observer vessel circling during a control burn of oil slick yesterday. Crews are also trying to place a dome over the damaged well. It's never been done before this deep underwater. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is getting a firsthand look at the devastating flood damage in Tennessee. She's pledging full federal support.
I think Tennesseans can be assured that everybody is really focused on this and paying attention, and now we got to work our way through this.
Storms in the south last week killed 31 people, most of them in Tennessee. This morning, a Staten Island ferry crashed into a terminal. Authorities say at least 37 people were injured, one of them seriously. 2 days after the British election, it remains unknown who will next govern. The Conservatives received the largest share of the popular vote, but it wasn't enough to take control of Parliament. As Larry Miller reports from London, hard negotiations to form a workable coalition are taking place today between the right of center Conservatives and the left-leaning Liberal Democrats.
Whichever party heads the next government, it will most likely need the backing of the Liberal Democrats. While some Lib Dems fear getting into bed with the Conservatives, their leader Nick Clegg insists he won't compromise core Liberal policies.
Fair tax reform, secondly a new approach in education, thirdly a new approach to the economy, and fourthly fundamental political reform to our political system.
If the Conservatives don't play ball, Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown has offered his hand in coalition friendship. It's expected a deal of some sort will come sooner rather than later. The markets fear the uncertainty. The pound has already taken a post-election bashing. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Leaders of the Palestine Liberation Organization are endorsing indirect talks with Israel, opening the path for the first negotiations in a year and a half. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell will shuttle between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leaders to conduct the talks. A PLO official says that 4 months of indirect talks have been approved. Mitchell is due to meet Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas today. Abbas has expressed support for indirect talks and also has the Arab League's endorsement for this plan. You're listening to NPR News. The sex abuse scandals rocking the Roman Catholic Church in Europe produced another shock this weekend. Pope Benedict XVI accepted the resignation of a bishop from his homeland, Germany. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, the bishop is under investigation for allegedly molesting a child.
The Vatican announced tersely that the Pope had accepted the resignation of Augsburg Bishop Walter Mixa, an outspoken conservative. It said only that Mixa was stepping down under a canon law regulation that allows a bishop to go if he has become unfit to serve. A few weeks ago, it was alleged that Mixa had hit children. He initially denied ever using violence against youngsters, but under strong pressure, he then said he may have slapped children. On Friday, German authorities said prosecutors were investigating the bishop over an alleged case of sex abuse of a minor. His lawyer said Mixa denies the charge. Mixa is the latest in a line of toppled church officials. Last month, a Belgian bishop resigned after admitting he sexually abused a boy, and several Irish bishops have resigned following charges they systematically covered up physical or sexual abuse of minors. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
After a summit that produced final approval of a 147 billion euro loan for Greece, the EU is rushing to prepare yet another emergency session tomorrow. They hope to adopt measures that will make a difference in world markets. 2 days ago, the Dow plunged nearly 1,000 points. People flying between Europe and North America are running into flight delays because of a spreading ash cloud from a volcanic eruption in Iceland. Authorities say the massive plume stretches across much of the northern Atlantic. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.